Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss,
your host.
Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This Tell Us Something event was recorded on July 7th, 2015, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was special in that all of the storytellers were graduates of the Tell Us Something Storytelling Summer Camp hosted by Tell Us Something and the Zootown Arts Community Center in Missoula, Montana. Storytellers tonight range in age from 11 to 15 years old. Today's story is from Elise Baker and is titled Bloody Dump Truck. Thank you for listening.
Okay, so as I said, I was born into a very adventurous family. So this story I called it Bloody Dump Truck, which will soon become obvious. So this is a story about my family, how we love to go whitewater rafting. Usually my dad is the one who he rows through the rapids. So if you see commercial companies, you see each person, each patron who has their own paddle, and they paddle and they have like a helmet and everything. But my dad used to work for a company and his nickname was Sugar because he hit all the sweet spots. And so one day, this was probably when I was about, I'd say 11 or around 10, and he decided that my family would all, instead of him just rowing, we would take the frame off our raft named Bluto, and we would each paddle. So what we did is we went and borrowed some paddles from the neighbors because we didn't have enough. And we drove to the Alberton Gorge, which is where we do most of our whitewater rafting and where my dad had his job at the company. So we waited our turn because it was a really busy, hot, hot, hot summer day. So we get in to the river, get onto the river, and we make it through the first couple rapids. And each rapid has a name, and this rapid that I'm telling a story about is called Tumbleweed. So for those of you who've never been on the Alberton Gorge and don't know what tumbleweed looks like, when it's low water, it looks like a big rift in the river. And it's kind of like this U-shaped, and it's not really a waterfall, but it just has a series of really weird twisting waves. When it's high water, it looks completely different. There are bigger waves, and there are holes, and there are whirlpools, and it's just kind of like a big mess of swirling water. So we start to go through, and there is a cliff off to the left or right somewhere of Tumbleweed where photographers sit because lots of people flip. So the photographers sit and they take pictures, and it's kind of like a timeline of each boat going through. And then they put them online so you can see, oh, what did we look like when we flipped, or who was smiling, who was crying, who was that kind of thing. And so we looked at our pictures after we had gone through when we got home. And I'm going to tell my story through this series of pictures. So the first frame, my dad is kind of yelling. You can see him just shouting. He's like, paddle, paddle faster. And he's in the front of the boat. And my sister and I look absolutely terrified. And so that's the first couple frames. And then in the third, all of a sudden, the boat is on its side, and I'm just barely hanging on, and the dog just flies out of the boat. You can't even see my mom, and my dad and sister are falling into the water. The fourth frame. The boat starts to right itself, and my mom goes and swims towards the dog, because my dog can't swim for her life. She's absolutely terrible. And And I'm in the boat, and I didn't fall out. So that's what you call a dump truck, when most everyone falls out, but it's not quite a flip. And so in the fifth frame, you see my sister under the water, and the only way you can see her is because she has this bright fluorescent yellow life jacket. And my dad is kind of next to her off to the side. And then in the sixth frame, she pops up gasping for air. She was stuck under the boat. She was the one that we were all worried about. Seventh frame, the blood just starts streaming down her face into the water, staining her bright fluorescent yellow life jacket orange. The eighth, ninth, and tenth frames, everyone gets back into the boat. A kayak brings over the dog because there are a bunch of kayaks everywhere to make sure nobody gets hurt. And the blood is still streaming down my sister's face, and she has gotten back into the boat. And she is crying, and she's freaking out because, oh my God, I mean, what happened? None of us know what happened yet. And then in the 11th frame, I throw up my hands because I'm so excited. I was the only person who stayed in the boat. And at the time, when you're 10, this is kind of a huge deal to be the only person who stays in the boat and to not lose your favorite river hat. So I was really happy about that. So because the photographers only have one perspective, the story of what really happened is really a little bit different. So to stay in the boat, I ended up using my dad's face as leverage. So I kind of was like standing on him, like holding on the boat like this. And then as he fell in the water, he and my sister fell in the water at the same time. And then as he was trying to get back into the boat, he kicked my sister in the face, back under the water, and that's what gave her the bloody nose. And so my mom and the dog actually did go flying. And so this is why we should all learn that there is more than one perspective to a story. So my victory was not because I was like a cat and could stay in the boat because I had Spider-Man skills. It was actually because my dad fell in just a split second before and I used him as a foothold. So, yeah. Always get more than one perspective on your story.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula forever, MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Jewtown Arts Community Center is a nonprofit arts community center providing arts facilities and instructive expertise. The ZAC delivers all ages arts education, fosters sustainable community development, and provides accessible, life-enriching art experiences for Missoula residents and visitors. ZootownArts.org. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community, MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music. Great people, rockandrudies.com. Production of the podcast is by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks, missoulasoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events Thank you to those who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Mason Catmull, Jack Catmull, Matika Begletter, Elise Baker, Makesh Begletter, and Lucia Baker. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening.